FM's Big Afternoon with Tracy Clifford.
We absolutely love playing Jade's new single. It is called Fantasy, and I'm delighted to say that Jade is on the show right now. Jade, how are you? How are you keeping?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm really good.
You guys are all so super busy. This is now another single that you have released. It is called Fantasy. I watched the video this morning. Did you know you were going to be releasing this around the time of Halloween? Because it has that horror movie, discotheque kind of 70s vibe to it. Tell me all about it.
Well, it just kind of conveniently fell around that time. And so it made sense to have a sort of Halloween nod to the video. I love horror movies anyways.
No, yeah. You can't.
No?
You can't. I cannot with a horror movie, Jade. No!
Love it. So, yeah, I do pull a lot of inspiration with all my visuals, I think, from certain horror movies. And, you know, this one for Fantasy being Carrie. I just love the thrill of like being scared. I'm sure there's some sort of, I don't know, traumatic meaning behind that maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I just can't get enough. So Halloween's definitely my season.
That is your season. So obviously it is your season and your single is out. We'll talk about the actual music in the single now. But for Halloween, obviously this weekend was Halloween kind of weekend in Ireland where everybody was dressing up. Do you do that yourself? Have you done that? You've done some great costumes in the past.
No, I live for like dressing up. It's my favourite thing to do. So I always do the most. It's never just like a cat ear situation. I have to go all out. So yeah, I've got two this year actually, two different looks. One I'll be like recreating the video look and then the other one is a surprise.
Okay.
But yeah, it's so funny because even this weekend, I think I went for dinner with my boyfriend and we were driving past everyone in their costumes. And, you know, people are very inventive with it these days. I think TikTok's, like, inspired people to, like, do quite niche, like, yeah, options, which is cool.
Dermot, who works on this show, I gave him a lend of my Miss Piggy costume for the weekend. So he dressed up as Miss Piggy and he had the nose and he had the crown and everything. But then somebody at the party that he was at dressed up as Claudia Wilkeman presenting The Traitors. And that was the costume.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what I live for, is those sort of costumes where, and have you seen this, the trend at the minute where it's like, oh, I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean she's dressing as Cher Lloyd's X Factor audition? Do you know what I mean? So I love that trend.
The single Fantasy, oh my God. Like, I mean, it's got a, okay, it's got a housey vibe to it. It's got a Jessie Ware vibe to it. Then it has like an unmistakable vocal from you coming through. I love it, Jade. It's so, so nice. A little bit raunchy as well, can we talk about?
I like the idea of sort of having a kind of risky lyric, but, you know, kind of glistened over by like the thrill and the joy of a sort of dance you try. So yeah, Fantasy is this sort of uplifting, like liberating song about embracing your sexuality. So yeah, but I pulled a lot of inspo from like the music I listened to growing up, like Diana Ross or Donna Summer. Yeah, those sort of artists. And yeah, it has that kind of switch towards the end where it gets a bit housey. So yeah, I mean, I love it. I knew the day that we wrote it that it was going to be a single.
And do you always know that when you're writing it, that this is the single? Is that just a feeling that you know, or do you have to get opinions from other people?
Yes and no, it just depends. But so I wrote Fantasy the day after Angel of My Dreams. And in my head, it was the minute that was done, I was like, okay, that's the first single and that's the second single. Like, it just felt right. Sometimes you shouldn't fight that feeling, you know, if you've written two great songs consecutively, then, you know, just put them out.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I try not to overthink those things. Obviously, you know, that my team around me might have opinions and stuff, but to be fair, everyone kind of trusts my instincts on that. And it felt like a good switch up. Like, Angel of My Dreams was so chaotic and frantic as a pop song. So I liked the idea of Fantasy being in a totally different, like, world to that. Yeah.
No, it's great. And we love playing it here on 2FM. It's brilliant. But bringing you back to Angel of My Dreams, you just said like frantic and chaotic. I think it's an anthem. Like, there's a beginning, middle and end to Angel of My Dreams. And the beginning is so interesting to me because you just said there that you grew up with the like of Diana Ross and, you know, soul singers from that time. But the Puppet on a String sample there, was that put there for a particular reason? Do you like that song or is it just a part of the song?
No, I loved that song growing up. I love Eurovision Song Contest. I always watched it every year. And then I guess with the concept of Angel of My Dreams, it just matched so perfectly. Puppet on a String, this idea of, you know, like being at the mercy of the music industry. So it just felt right for that to be the sample. And the producer, Mike Sabbath, that I worked with, he loves stuff like that. And so I was kind of teaching him all about Sandy Shaw and what Eurovision Song Contest is, because he's from America, so he didn't quite understand. So I was showing him that, as well as like Scooter and Cascada and like Club Lancastics. I was like, can you just merge all these things together? I was like, yeah.
Did you bring over your Clubland CD and go, listen, this is my childhood. Can we just do this?
Yeah, literally. It's so interesting going over to the US because, you know, LA and the music scene over there is so different. And so, like, educating them on, like, Euro pop and, like, yeah, Clubland classics is really interesting. He was like, oh, God, this Scooter guy is amazing. I'm like, oh.
And to say that as well, like with Fantasy that you did on the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge last week, you added in a little bit of Baby D, Let Me Be Your Fantasy into that as well, which is that old school vibe too. That was a gorgeous thing to do.
Thank you. I mean, obviously the lyric was like fitting, but I just love dance music. I love that era of dance as well. Like that's the kind of tunes that if I'm working out at the gym, I always go for. You know, those sort of songs.
Speaking of Eurovision there, when you were describing Eurovision then to one of your producers, like, what do you say? I'm a huge Eurovision fan. I think this year was one of my favourite Eurovisions of all time. Bambi Thug from Ireland doing so, so well.
Phenomenal. I'd like heard of them before, like just on social media and stuff. But then when I watched that performance, I was like, oh my gosh, they were so insane. They were in my sort of top five, I would say, that they deserve to
obviously I'm gonna obviously bring up then you covering the Stormzy track Backbone with the lyrics in Arabic as well. That was a moment. Tell me about that.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew straight away when I got asked to do Live Lounge that I wanted to do that song. I always like surprising people and sort of doing the unexpected, and you know, I knew I could like sort of rewrite it to become my own song. So yeah, it was my sort of Northern Arabic version of Backbone with the strings and the Arabic oud, which is like a Arabic instrument. And yeah, spoke a little bit of Arabic. I don't know, I think it's just important for me when I get sort of platforms like that to like represent my like heritage and culture, because now I'm a solo artist, I get to show people more and more of like who I am. And I'm really proud of that, but I was really nervous because the amount of times I kept like checking my voice note, and I've got an Arabic teacher as well. I was like, please, I want to make sure I say it right the one time I do it. So yeah, and the response was amazing. So I was so happy with that. And I know, you know, it's not always going to be everyone's cup of tea taking that kind of risk. But I'd much rather do that than, you know, do something that's like expected.
Absolutely. And it keeps it fresh for you, keeps it interesting. And as an artist, you're always creating and obviously have to bring out, you know, yourself. So that was a brilliant thing to do. Jade, thank you so much for chatting to me today.
2FM's Big Afternoon with Tracy Clifford.